Welcome to the podcast. This is a shorter episode, but hopefully the information will pack a punch in podcast format as much as it did in the writing format. Of all the publications or articles that I've posted thus far, this one performed the best, and I think that's because it was more personal than the other ones, which seemed more informative. So we'll see if you guys, hopefully you'll like it. If you like it, share it, rate it, whatever you do, it's all appreciated. This one is titled, Bringing the Monsters to Light. Over the last few days, I've been reading Choke by Chuck Palahniuk. Within the first few pages, I was stunned by the prose. The writing style was equally as impactful to the experience as the story itself. I felt a twinge in my heart as I thought to myself, I'll never write this well. It bothered me, and as silly as it sounds, really kept me up and distorted my thinking to think that I'll never write this well. No matter how hard I tried, I'll never be this good. It's a disheartening feeling, and enough to make anyone want to give up altogether. I've suffered from anxiety my whole life, and I'm aware that my thoughts, more often than not, are not necessarily a true reflection of reality. So in an attempt to ground myself, I shared my thoughts with my fiancé to see if what I was thinking may have some merit. I shared ideas about never being good enough, and her response was, you will give it time. Some will feel the same way about your writing as you do about his. And that really, I thought was incredibly insightful. For her to say, someone will feel the same way about your writing that you do about his writing. Because I would imagine he felt the same way reading other people's work, saying, I can't be as this good, I can't be as good as Charles Bukowski. But I feel with, everybody has that imposter syndrome. At least Stephen Pressfield talks about imposter syndrome and says that people that are serious or genuine about their craft feel like an imposter because they care so deeply about it that they feel that they're never good enough because they're so passionate, versus those that are full of themselves, they're not in it for the right reasons, so they feel like they're the greatest things in the world. But the people that truly care on such a deep intrinsic level, it's just never good enough because they care so much, and perfection doesn't exist, but you wish it did because you just care so deeply about it. Whether what she said, someone will feel the same way about your writing as you do about his, is true or not, only time will tell. But the only way to discover if it will be true is to continue to write. To push against the little voice in your head that says, what's the point? So it's Monday, another day where I was required to show up. Today it's the podcast. Last Monday it was the article that I already published, which you can read on my Substack or my website. I'll leave a links in this podcast description. But I wanted to share a small glimpse into my biggest fear, hoping that bringing the monsters into the light will make them a little less scary. I want to thank you guys for listening if you've made it this far. Again, it's a short episode, but I'm hoping the information will be beneficial to someone listening. If you could share it with your friends, or even more importantly, review it or rate it. If you give it 1 star, it's anything. It's just, I appreciate it because it will help other people find it. And that's what really the whole purpose of this thing is about, just sharing ideas with other people, getting feedback, learning from them, them learning from me. It's just, this whole thing is just about communication. So it would mean the world if you could share or like it. Thanks again for listening. Lauren Bronstein out.